Hey, Jarrell, this is Dan Leader at the Chicago Tribune. First of all, welcome to Chicago. As you went through this process, what made this an attractive situation for you?
I think the staff with Coach Fox and Sanjay over there, I just like that surrounding, you know, and I know a couple of players that's played for him before, and they spoke highly of them, and you know, and also who I'm good to play with. When you got Trevathan right beside me, you know, you got that D line up there and the linebackers, man. It's definitely a good situation for me.
Who are some of those other players that have played for John and Vic that you talked to?
The one spoke the most highly of him, I guess, is Mike Adams. You know, he played in Indy, and he's definitely one of those vets that everybody gets a hold of. He knows pretty much everybody in the league. He's played for a lot of teams, knows a lot of people, and he's highly regarded. So Mike Adams, you know, and Antoine, and you know, Nate Irving. So I mean, those are a couple of guys that know and know of him and talking up good things about him.
Jarrell, is the way that you came into the league, is that still a motivation for you and a chip on your shoulder?
Wait, say that again?
Is the way that you came into the league in terms of having to go to the CFL first, signing with the Colts, is that still a motivation for you?
Oh, absolutely. That chip on my shoulder is never going to get knocked off, man. It's always going to be there. I carry it with me, and it's kind of shaped toward the kind of player that I am, just the aggressiveness, the recklessness is out there running around, man, because I can really appreciate where I've come from. And there's a lot of people counting me out in a lot of different situations. So I definitely carry that chip.
Jarrell, it's John Mullen from Comcast Sportsnet. How is your role to the driver? What will be your role being this year from Vic and from
You said what is my role going to be?
Yeah, how do they describe the way you'll be used or how you will be worked into this defense?
I mean, it's pretty much the same thing I was doing in Indy. Just being a three down linebacker, of course. Been able to stay on the field, been able to cover, you know, just my understanding and being able to dissect plays and all that, just being a playmaker, just doing what I've been doing, you know, and that's I guess that's plenty. I don't know, to them it's plenty, so yeah.
Jarrell, what do you see as your greatest strength, and particularly how they'll blend in with this group and this defense?
My greatest strength. I think my greatest strength is understanding and knowing my job and understanding the defense. I'm a big studier. You know, you don't know much about D3 guys, but we don't get athletic scholarships. We get academic ones. So I definitely do that. And but speed, being able to run around and tackle, man, it's just a lot of things that make me who I am. And I guess that's just what attracted Chicago to me, and I'm glad.
Jarrell, how much of an effort did the Colts make to re-sign you?
Through the free agency process, there wasn't anything, which was a kind of a shocker to me. It was just like, I guess, good luck in free agency, you know.
That is a shock because you had a great career for him.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a business, and I guess they have other things they need to take care of. I know they got Andrew coming up, so you know it's a business, and I understand it from their perspective. I guess there's no hard feelings there. I understand they got to do what's best for their team.
Jarrell, did it help you to know that the Colts just happened to be on the Bears' schedule this year then?
No, I'm just I was just looking for the best situation and the best staff and the best team, man. I didn't really look at their schedule. I was just definitely didn't know that. So yeah, okay.
Jarrell, when you guys practiced against the Bears last year, did you get to know anybody, or what type of impressions did the coaches or players make on you in those few days?
Probably the biggest impression was Coach Fox, and just how his whole attitude is he's just always upbeat. He's just a great coach. I mean, you could tell his players love playing for him. Just a great atmosphere. You know, it's like a big family over there, just like in Indianapolis. It's pretty similar with guys wanting to play for their coaches, and like I said, Coach Fox is highly regarded. So I kind of saw that out there within the training camp, and he's laughing and joking with everybody, even with us, you know, even with the Colts. So yeah, well, not us anymore, but yeah.
Jarrell, we talked to Danny Trevathan about how he's kind of has that undersized label that I'm sure you've had over your career. How have you kind of overcome that in your 4 years in the NFL?
Being undersized, you saying?
Yeah.
I mean, am I undersized? I don't know, man. I know this is a linebacker is way smaller than me. But I guess no one understands technique, leverage, being able to run, use your speed, use your attributes.
Just being a football player,
I guess. It's just I can't really give you an answer to that. I just go out there and play ball now.
This is Mark Potash from the Sun-Times. Curious, so what other options did you have in free agency, and did you just take the best deal, or did you have to be convinced that the Bears, you know, a 6-10 team, were a team, you know, on the rise?
I wasn't really worried about that. The Bears record, I was just looking at the pieces, man. I think the pieces are there, and I was definitely interested in Chicago from the start, so.
So what do you see when you say the pieces are there? What struck you? What strikes you now as you come here that says, yeah, this is right?
Even in training camp, like you said, that was a big eye opener with how good the team is. I think they're pretty good, and you can't really do anything with you can't have a chance without a quarterback, and Jay Cutler definitely has all the tools and everything to be a great quarterback, and they got a couple of good receivers there coming back, some good young running backs, and the defense is coming on, and hopefully I can add another piece of that puzzle.
What left the greatest impression on you during the visit, you know, the last 48 hours or however long you've been in town for?
I just think them being genuine, being 100 with the whole process, is being matter of fact about things. I think Coach Fox is going to shoot you straight. He's not going to blow smoke up your, you know what, you know, and you know, and I think that's and I got that from everybody, you know, from him all the way up to Ryan and Fangio, and you know, I had to talk to the linebacker coach, and I mean that's just how everybody is there, and I think they're. It's a real big thing that everybody's on the same page, like-minded from top to bottom. I mean, it's hard enough to win when you got everybody, you know, on the same page. You know, I mean, it's even harder to win when everybody's not. So that's a real good thing too.